Symptoms of ADHD in Children by Dr. Balan. Arav was 7 years old. He once told his mother that he felt that his thoughts jumped, bounced, and zoomed before he could catch them. Grown-ups often said he was very bright, but they also said he was always on the go. Arav didn't mean to be. His body just moved before he remembered to stop. At home, every morning Arav tried to get ready for school. His mother would say, "Brush your teeth, put on your uniform, then pack your bag." Arav heard the first part and ran to the bathroom. But on the way, he spotted his toy car under the sofa. He pushed it once, then twice, then forgot about brushing. 10 minutes later, he was building a racetrack with pillows. When his mother reminded him again, Arav rushed, forgot his socks, and left his water bottle on the table. He loved helping at home. But when asked to clean his room, he started with books, switched to toys, then ended up drawing robots on scrap paper. By bedtime, the room was messier than before. Arav felt bad and wondered why finishing things was so hard at school. In class, Arav sat on a blue chair that felt too small for his energy. He wanted to listen to his teacher, but he felt distracted. The ceiling fan hummed, a pencil dropped, a bird chirped outside, and each sound tugged his attention away. When the teacher asked a question, Arav often knew the answer and blurted it out before raising his hand. During writing time, his ideas raced ahead of his pencil. He skipped words, forgot full stops, and jumped to the next sentence. Sometimes he forgot instructions and started the wrong page. His teacher gently reminded him to slow down, but slowing felt like trying to stop a bicycle without brakes. Recess was Arav's favorite. He ran, climbed, and laughed loudly. But he sometimes pushed in line or interrupted games without meaning to. When friends got upset, Arav felt confused. He just wanted to play. Elsewhere. At the supermarket, Arav touched everything. Bright packets called his name. He darted down aisles and asked the questions, lots of them, before the last answer finished. In the park, he climbed high and jumped far, not always noticing danger. His parents watched closely, reminding him to pause and look. At birthday parties, Arav was the loudest cheerer and the first on the dance floor. But waiting for the cake felt like forever. He fidgeted, bounced, and sometimes knocked things over by accident. A little understanding. One evening, Arav asked his father, "Why can't I be still like others?" Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD, is a condition that affects a child's ability to focus, stay still, and control impulses. It can impact many areas of a child's life, from school performance to friendships and emotional well-being. Here's an easy-to-understand description of the symptoms and features you might notice in a child with ADHD. Trouble. Paying attention, inattention, gets easily distracted by sights, sounds, or unrelated thoughts. They make careless mistakes in homework or activities because they don't pay close attention to details. Finds it hard to stay focused during lessons, conversations, or even games. Seems like they aren't listening when spoken to directly. Starts tasks but often doesn't finish them because they lose focus midway. Has difficulty organizing tasks, maintaining tidiness, or planning. Avoids tasks that require a lot of mental effort, like long assignments. Frequently loses important items such as school books, stationery, toys, or water bottles. Often forgets daily activities, chores, or instructions, even soon after hearing them. Restlessness and hyperactivity. Fidgets constantly, tapping hands, bouncing legs, or squirming in the seat. Leaves their seat at school or at home when expected to sit quietly. Runs around or climbs on things when it's not appropriate. Struggles to play or do activities quietly. Often loud and energetic even when calmness is expected. Seems always on the go, as if driven by a motor that doesn't turn off. Talks excessively and sometimes loudly without considering the situation. Acting without thinking, impulsivity. Blurts out answers before the question is finished. Struggles to wait for their turn during games, conversations, or while standing in line. Interrupts others' conversations, games, or activities without realizing they're doing it. May grab things, shout out, or act in ways that seem rude or intrusive without meaning to be. Difficulty managing emotions, emotional dysregulation, exhibit strong emotional reactions that seem disproportionate to the situation. Easily frustrated, even by small problems. Mood changes quickly. They can go from happy to angry or upset in minutes. Finds it hard to calm down after getting upset or overexcited. May throw tantrums or cry often beyond the typical age for such behavior. Low self-esteem. May feel like a failure because they often get in trouble or struggle to keep up at school. Might say negative things about themselves like I'm stupid or I can't do anything right. They may feel isolated or left out when they struggle to make or maintain friendships. Problems with friendships and social skills. Often interrupts or talks over others during conversations or games. Can be too bossy, aggressive or demanding when playing with others. Has trouble picking up on social cues like body language or tone of voice. Might be left out or avoided by peers because of their behavior, even if they don't realize it. Struggles at school, finds it challenging to complete assignments, especially those that require a significant amount of time or demand sustained concentration. Makes many careless mistakes, even when they are familiar with the material. May be scolded by teachers for not paying attention, not following instructions, or disrupting the class. Academic performance is often lower than what is expected for their age and intelligence. Disorganization and poor daily management. Loses track of belongings, assignments, or important papers frequently. Has a messy backpack, desk, or bedroom. Struggles with planning and managing time. Often running late or forgetting important events and tasks. Sleep problems. Finds it difficult to fall asleep because they can't turn off their thoughts or restlessness. Wakes up several times during the night or has restless sleep. Even though they are hyperactive, they can still feel tired and irritable during the day because of poor sleep. Risky behavior. Engages in unsafe activities without considering the danger, such as climbing too high, running into the street, or engaging in rough play. More prone to accidents or injuries compared to other children. Other conditions that may occur along with a DHD oppositional behavior, being frequently defiant, argumentative, or easily angered, also called oppositional defiant disorder or ODD. Learning disabilities, difficulty with reading, writing, or math, despite normal intelligence. Anxiety or worry, feeling nervous or fearful often, even when there's no apparent reason. Depression, persistent sadness, loss of interest in activities, and low energy. Important to know, not every child with ADHD will show all these features. The symptoms must be present for at least 6 months and must significantly impact the child's daily life, including at home, school, and in friendships. A ADHD comes in different forms. Some children mainly have trouble focusing, some primarily show hyperactivity and impulsivity, and some have a mix of both. Frequently asked questions. FAQs about ADHD in children. 1. What is ADHD and how does it affect a child like Arav? ADHD, attention deficit / hyperactivity disorder, is a neurodevelopmental condition that affects attention, impulse control, and activity levels. Children like Arav may be bright and curious but struggle to stay focused, follow instructions, or control impulses. 2. Is ADHD caused by poor parenting or lack of discipline? No, ADHD is not caused by parenting style. It is related to how the brain develops and functions. Supportive parenting can help manage symptoms, but it is not the cause. 3. Can children with ADHD perform well in school? Yes, with the right support, children with ADHD can do very well academically. Structured routines, clear instructions, and classroom accommodations can significantly improve their performance. 4. What are common signs of ADHD in daily life? Common signs include difficulty staying focused, forgetfulness, impulsive behavior, like interrupting or acting without thinking, excessive movement, and trouble completing tasks. 5. How can parents support a child with ADHD at home? Parents can help by creating simple routines, giving one instruction at a time, using visual reminders, breaking tasks into smaller steps, and offering positive reinforcement for effort and progress. 6. When should parents seek professional help for ADHD? If a child's behavior consistently affects their learning, relationships, or daily functioning, it is advisable to consult a pediatrician, psychologist, or specialist for evaluation and guidance. Summary: ADHD is more than just being naughty or having too much energy. It affects attention, behavior, emotions, social life, and even sleep. Recognizing the wide range of symptoms can help parents, teachers, and doctors better understand and support the child. With the right help, children with ADHD can thrive at home, in school, and life. Further reading: Panic Disorder, Anxiety, Self-Help, Recognizing Depressive Disorder, Obsessive-Compulsive Disorder, OCD. How does psychotherapy work? Physical symptoms of anxiety, thyroid and psychiatric disorder, psychological symptoms of anxiety, excessive screen time, causes.